Now let's look at Genesis 1:26. Let's look at it in the New Living Translation. Have y'all got that one ready? Hopefully. Then God said, let us make human beings in whose image?
Our.
Say our. Not my, but our. Right? Who's our? Who is our? Father, Son, Holy Spirit. To be like who? That's huge, isn't it? To be like us. Who's us? The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. The Father is the anointer. The Son is the anointed one. And the Holy Spirit is the anointing. Amen. So what happened to Adam? The glory's on him, yes, but he's anointed. He's anointed to rule and reign. He's anointed to have dominion. He's anointed. But man falls. He eats the fruit, right? Forbidden fruit. And what happens? Shame comes on them. Shame comes on them. Their nakedness, they tried to hide. They had tried to hide from God. But there is no condemnation to those who are in Christ. Therefore, the anointing lifted. But God had a plan. Oh, what a planner. Oh, what a plan. Recalculating. You ever got off track and you hear the GPS? Recalculating. And Jesus of Nazareth, the Son of God, and as he is a little boy, we know that as he was a little boy, he studied the scriptures. How do we know this? Because later in the tabernacle, when he goes in there and he stood where I stood, or I stood where he stood, he looked up where Isaiah was and he found that scripture. So we know that he studied those scriptures. Are y'all with me or not? So as a little boy, not only that, we know that there was a rabbi, there was a, listen to this, guys, in the Vatican several years ago, Brother Copeland made this announcement, and it was true, that they found a journal from a rabbi who knew Jesus as a boy. And Brother Copeland got to see it. And they read it, certain people, and he said, Jesus as a young boy would, he wasn't interested in things other boys his age were interested in, it didn't seem. Now, this is just coming from the rabbi's personal perception. But man, or not man, but when you would mention the scriptures to him, his eyes would light up with fire. We're wanting to live in the anointing and we don't even know the scriptures. We got the t-shirts and we don't know the word. We don't have time for the word. The word is the anointing. And his eyes would light up with fire. What eyes? The anointed one. Now watch this. Now let's look at Revelations when he comes back. Can you give me that Revelation scripture that I gave you? I think it's, you don't have it? I didn't write it down? Okay. Well, anyway, when he comes back, he'll return with eyes. I think it's Revelations 19, I think is what it is. Revelations 19:11. Then I saw heaven open, and a white horse was standing there. Its rider was named Faithful and True, for he judges fairly and wages a righteous war. His eyes were like flames of fire. Isn't that interesting? As a young boy, a rabbi saw those same eyes. What lit those eyes on fire? Let's keep reading. A name was written on him that no one understood except himself. He wore many crowns. He wore a robe dipped in blood. And his title was the Word of God. The Word of God in him would light those eyes of fire. Amen. Then the armies of heaven, dressed in the finest of pure white linen, followed him on white horses. And from his mouth came a sharp sword to strike down the nations. Woo! Glory to God. He's coming for a generation who knows they're anointed. Amen? Amen.